That just sucks. I mean, the first dude, that's, I mean, the way he was treating you, that only comes from guys that, like, boast that they have 50 years of ham radio experience, and they have all this experience, and that's the reason why they should tell you what to do. Well, he's only been licensed for a very short period of time. Like, why is he, you know, telling you what to do? Or what he thinks. He has no idea. He has no idea whatsoever. That's kind of funny, but also kind of disturbing. Anyway. Well, like, my thing about the GMRS guy and how he was able to find the PL is, I mean, you can't really do anything if you put your repeater as private, because they'll still do that. They'll still search the PL, and they'll find it, and then they'll, you know, that's how they'll find it, is they'll put whatever Chinese radio that they have, and they'll put the PL scanner on, and they'll find it, and then they'll start keying up. It doesn't matter. So yeah, to the original point, don't put it on repeater book and just leave the old listing, because that'll save a lot of headaches. Because if you list the new coordination with the PL, it's just gonna be more of that crap. AI7HE.